January 27th here and there. So I want to speak a little bit about a din that appears in Siman Tzadik Gimel. It's the beginning of Siman Tzadik Gimel. The whole Siman is only one fifth, but it's an important din that gets discussed. We shouldn't discuss it there. And it's relevant not only in terms of Basra Chola, but it really touches on a lot of things which are relevant to your day in general. It's based on a Gemara in the seventh paragraph of Chulam, where the Gemara quotes a Brisa that says that Kederi Shabisha Babasla Evasha Bacholov. If you have a Fleshik pot, you're not supposed to use that pot to cook milk. That's the Mokhman. That's the Mokhman Shas. The idea that Basra Bacholov applies to Bliyas. It's a principle of Bliyas when it comes to Basra Bacholov. So this din, the Kederi Shabisha Babasla Evasha Bacholov, so the Brisa continues to say, whatever you went ahead and did the evidence you cooked, the Brisa says that it depends if it's Harezi Ben Nishin Tam. If you're able to discern the taste of the fleishes in the milk that you're not cooking, that's going to be a problem. How are you going to figure that out? So in the good old days, they used to rely on goyim. So they would ask a goy to taste his milk and see if the goy tastes the fleish ketam to it. Then of course it's about the chol. If the goy can't taste it, then it's mutter. There's not a there, so we have a minute. We'll get to when we're getting the tarava. So we don't rely on the goyim anymore to tell us whether the food tastes trace or not. So we have to rely on shishim. So here the Rishonim write that it's not shayach to have shishim because whenever you cook fleishes in a pot. So we assume that the bliya goes throughout the entire walls of the pot. And now, when you cook milchik, so you're never going to have shishim of the volume of what you're cooking corresponding to shishim of the walls of the pot. It's a physical impossibility. To make a cheshbon, you have to have a pot a certain size. I don't know the ratio, but if you get a pot about the size of a swimming pool or so, then it could be that you get shishim corresponding to the thickness of the walls. But under normal circumstances, you're not going to get it. So therefore, in effect, if you have a pot, which is a fleshik pot, and now you cook with milchik, so the resulting food is going to be treif. Now, as the resulting food treif, that in turn is going to treif up the walls of the pot as well. So this din that Kederi Shabishlo Babasul Evashim L'cholov, so L'chor, this is the same din as we find in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah concerning real treif pots. If you have a pot that you cook chazer in, so if you cook kosher food in it, so that's the problem. So then the kosher food is going to get a bleed of the treifus from the walls of the pot. So L'chor, this is Mamash Hanukach. So assuming that this is true, that the same din of bli is in the walls of the pot vis-a-vis nevelas and chazir is the same din concerning basa b'cholov, so perhaps we should carry over the conclusion of the sugya in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah to basa b'cholov as well. So the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah quotes the Machlokes of Tanoim, what's the din of the pot hasn't been used to treifus in the last 24 hours? It's nice and tamas gam. So one time who said the nice and tamas gam is a problem, and the other time it says no, the nice and tamas gam, since it already has a bad taste, it's been sitting in the walls of the pot for 24 hours, so my stomach has a shracha taste to it. So that's considered to be lefgam, and nozen tam lefgam does not pose a problem. So machlokes, so nozen tam lefgam is a machlokes that's annoying, and we pass in halacha that it's not a problem, that nozen tam lefgam is takam mutter. So therefore the Gemara says the very, very last omer in Avodah Zarah, that if you take a pot which is eina ben yoma, which we assume to mean hasn't been used for 24 hours, some Rishonim said even less than 24 hours, as long as it has been used overnight, but let's assume for now, like most of the Rishonim, that we pass in Shulchan Aruch, you have to wait 24 hours. So if you have waited 24 hours since the pot was last used to treifus, so if you went ahead, did the evidence, and you couldn't kosher food with that, in that pot, so the food's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, Yehochi afil l'chadchila nami. So then what's wrong with even l'chadchila using the pot once you invoke the heter of not in time of dam? So the Gemara says, Yitzhak ha'raik, the min ha'tzer is mutter to use the pot, which is eina ben yomo, but midir abar, it's also, that we're afraid if you let people use treif pots, even though they haven't been cooked in 24 hours, next thing you know they're going to use pots which have been used in 24 hours, and that's going to be a problem in that time. That's the shakma tayah of the Gemara. So if you plug into the equation that we just said, that cooking milchiks in a fleshy pot is tantamount to cooking kosher food in a chaza pot, so then it should be true both on a level of their ice as well as on a level of their abana, namely, that what should be the din? Let's say that I cooked the fleshiks in my pot this morning, and now I want to cook milchiks in it. So even the Abbot is going to trade up the milchiks. What if I waited 24 hours? So if I waited 24 hours, it can't trade up the milchiks. That can't be Basa B'cholov, because the Tama Basa is not the Tama of Gam. And that's already can't be a problem. But just as the Gemara says in the end of Avodah Zarah, it's a problem with the Rabbanu Mechatchili. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in a pot that used treifus in it even a week ago. So who are denominated Mechatchili? You shouldn't be permitted to use a fleshy pot, even though the pot hasn't been used in 24 hours. That's the pashtus, what one should have said. So not all the Rishonim said this. There's a famous opinion of the Ra'ah, who disagrees with this. The Ra'ah holds that it's not true. That Gezeru mid the Rabbanon of Gezeru She'ed ben Yomo, up to ben Yomo, was never said concerning Basa B'cholos. So according to the Ra'ah, it comes out of Gevaldika Chiddush, Gevaldika Kula, that you really don't need two sets of dishes, you don't need two sets of pots in the house. You just have to be careful. You just have to make sure 24 hours elapsed. We don't pass with Israel. Shulchan Aruch Hashem said, "Give me pass in lechum like all the other Rishonim that midrabbanan you require two sets of dishes, but according to their eye, even midrabbanan it would be perfectly permissible as long as you waited 24 hours." What's the svar lechal? Like, why should anybody think that the gedera derabbanan of kedera shenem and yom otem and yom should not apply in the realm of basa b'chalov? So the Rashi and the Torah Abayah suggests the possibility. So maybe one can argue as follows: that there's a fundamental difference between chadr in a pot and busher in a pot. And that's the difference that we've touched upon a little bit. We can get a little bit more when we get to not for not. The difference between a surabala and a terabala. That chadr is a davar also already. There's already a trace of thing in the walls of the pot. Rashi ain't kain, busher, there's nothing trace about busher. Busher is mutter, busher, the chol of it also. The busher itself is a davar shal heter. So says the Rashi, but maybe one can argue as follows. That whether the Chachamim make the gezeira of kedei or shenem and yom atu and yom, means basically mid the Rabbanon they said that notes and Thomas Gam is a problem at least mid the Rabbanon. That's when there was an issa they already mitchila. That means the issa was chal when it was a tam l'shivach. That means it was a good tam, a gavalik tam of chaz, a fresh chaz who went into the walls of the pot. So there was a dover also in the walls of the pot. So true 24 hours have passed and true mid the Rabbanon. The issa derayis has a true if the 24 hours the issa derayis has already disappeared. But mid the rabbanon it makes sense to say that they extended the issa. I mean, since the issa already existed, the tchima, the kol tokfa min haTorah, so they extended the issa to even to include a tam pogam, at least on a level of lechatchila. But says the Rashi, you can't argue that svara when you're dealing with a terabala, when you have basar. So basar in the walls of the pot is meaningless. It's not a davar also. It's a davar mutar. So now you take a pot which had basar in it from 3 days ago. So the Thomas and Balu in the walls of the pot is already pogum. So now you want to create an Isra of Basar b'cholav on a tam pogum that you can't do. This is mashal of Adama. Those were not for not already. The same way the Rishonim say that you can't create an Isra of Basar b'cholav on a tam kolish. That's the same svar that the Rashba saying. You can't create an Isra of Basar b'cholav on a tam pogum. There's nothing there. That's the suggestion that the Rashba has. So the Rashba eventually is doicha this, unlike his colleague the Ra'oh, who in fact accepted this. The Rashba is doichem, dishtik utara, based on the Gemara in the second paragraph of Masechas Pesach. And the Gemara says, so let's say you have a kli, a week before Pesach, you cook chametz in a pot. And now you haven't used the pot in a week. And now you want to use this pot on Pesach. So the pot is a nice and tam lefgam. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to use the chametz to kapat, even though it's already 24 hours have passed. So comes the Rashba and says, l'chara, the bli of chametz in the walls of the pot, should be the halakha equivalent of a bli of basar in the walls of a pot. Because just as basar was a davar hamutar, who had been nami chametz before Pesach was also davar hamutar. So if the din would have been like the Ra'ah, that the isra basar b'chalav can't be chal on a tam pogum, so the same svar should have been said by chametz also, that the isra chametz can't be chal on a tam pogum, but that's clearly not the case. That's not halakha l'mais, the Gemara says in the second backup supplement that is not true. That even though it's only a tam program, the Yisra Chometz can be chal in the tam program. So it says the Rashi, you see that whole shtick of Torah between Yisra Bala and Atera Bala, maybe it's true in other areas of Halacha, but it's not true in terms of this Gezerim and the Rabbanon of Mesin Tam of Gam. So the Rashi was Mechiach from the fact that there's an Yisra Lechatchila to use Chometz to Kapat, even though there ain't a Ben Yamahu Adinami, there's an Yisra Lechatchila to use Basar Aflation to Kapat, even after 24 hours. So the Emma says that this Raya of the Rashi is not convincing at all. There are a few different ways to be daicha this raya, which the different ways are important in and of themselves, in terms of some of the klalim concerning kalim. That there is a major machlekes in the Rishonim, whether the Rashba's assumption that basar in the walls of a pot is the equivalent of chametz in the walls of a pot, this touches on a basic question concerning chametz, namely, is chametz a terabola or is chametz a surabola? See, chametz is a funny type of a thing. Because on the one hand, before Pesach, there's no issur chametz, so chametz sounds like a terabola. On the other hand, the Ramban writes that chametz is still called chametz, and even though it's not Pesach yet, but it still has a shem chametz. The Ramban uses the phrase, shmei alav. So the Rishonim have a big machloek is, how do you view a bliya of chametz? Is chametz considered to be a terabola, or is chametz considered to be a surabola? So the fact that the Rashba was bringing a raya to be to compare basar in the walls of a pot to chametz in the walls of a pot, so it's clear that the Rashba understood that chametz is a terabola, and even though it's a terabola, it's still there's a problem of nosan tam of gam, albeit lechatchila. So you can extrapolate from chametz to basar b'chalav. But if you like those who showed him who say that chametz is isurabola, so then you have no raya, just because the Gemara answers klisha in a minyamo by chametz doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to answer klisha in a minyamo by basar b'chalav. Where does this machlekes express itself in the clearer sense, whether chametz is isur bala or tera bala? So this touched upon something we mentioned last week. We said that when you kashin, when we spoke about kashin ovens, so we said that the Gemara says in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah that the standards of kashering are different when you're dealing with a hetera bala, whether you're dealing with isur bala. So when you're dealing with isur bala, so then there are klalim, either you need hagala or you need libun. If it's something which is like a day, mayim, then it's sufficient with hagala. If it's something like that, eish, then it's something which requires libun. Mashenke, when you're dealing with hetera bala, so then the halacha is kuleyama lepligi, that it's good enough with hagala, no matter what happened, even if it was a bli ayideh eish, so hetera bala, so it's still kasher bo ayideh hagala. So the first shagumon, the end of the verse, with the lumpus is a different story. Hopefully we get to not by not, so we'll get a little bit of elaboration upon that lumpus. So that's the clown of the Gemara, that hetera bala, so you can always kasher through hagala. So even if you barbecue, let's say, classic hetera bala would be, fleishik salon. So that's mamashin, look, hetera bala, gala mizah. So if I, let's say I have a barbecue grill that was only used for meat, it was never used for bas b'chol, it was only used for meat, and now I want to kasher, I want to change it to milchik. So whether I should be doing that or not be doing that, it's a different question in terms of menagim. But let's say I want to do that. I want to switch a barbecue grill from using it for meat, and I want to use it for cheese. So then the Gemara says, the favor says, I don't have to kasher as I did libun, I can kasher as I did. I go and take the barbecue grill and throw into a pot of boiling water, and that's perfectly acceptable since it was only a terrible, there was no issur to begin with, so that's not considered to be a problem. So it was a big machlokes that we showed him. What about when you kasher clay chametz? So let's say I used the barbecue for to make schnitzel or something. I used it with chametz all year long, and I want to kasher for Pesach. So is it necessary to kasher it with libun, or because is it suffice to kasher it with hagolah? So that was a big machlokes that we showed him. So how do we pass in halacha on this? So we pass in a little bit of a split sheet for that. L'chatchila, we always try to be machmir in the shah. We always try to treat chametz as being isur bala because shmei alav, it's not quite the same as basar without the chalav part of it. So we would never l'chatchila let anybody kasher the barbecue stew great for Pesach by just doing hagala alone. But we shouldn't walk away by thinking that it's a double pasha that we pass in this way, polishim sofik, because there's a comment in the Shulchan Aruch in terms of a hilchos hagalos ken. Hilchos hagalos ken appears in two places in Shulchan Aruch. It appears in hilchos Pesach. Then it appears in the beginning of Chelek Beis in your day. So the Shulchan Aruch passes the following split concerning Hilchos Kasher and Kalim, which really draws out this distinction between a Terah Bala and a Isur Bala as it relates to Chametz. The reason Machlokes have shown him what the status of a frying pan is in Halacha, because the frying pan is a little bit shaky, because on the one hand, it's B'li Ayideh HaEish, because there really is no significant amount of liquid. On the other hand, there's a little bit of liquid in it, so is that considered to be B'li Ayideh Mayim, or is that considered to be a B'li Ayideh HaEish? That's related to the machlokes of the tigun, it's dinah ketzlid, dinah kabishul, things we spoke about at the beginning of Bas B'cholov. So the Beferish of machlokes have shown him that the Rush quote from the very end of the Sefer Avodah Zarah, how do you kasher a frying pan? Do you kasher a frying pan to libun, or do you kasher a frying pan through hagala? So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following distinction, that if you have a tray for frying pan, you use it to fry chazer, and now you want to turn it into a kosher frying pan, so then you have to kasher it through libun, the sake of the dinah, the shav deraisa. How you get a kasher? So you have to be machmir, you have to say that misafik it requires libun. But let's say it's a chametz type of frying pan that you want a kasher. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, then you have a right to be makel to do dafka hagola. Why is hagola sufficient? So the postman explains like a shtickel sveik sveika. That first of all, we're not so sure that a frying pan ever requires libun. And even in Siloma that a regular frying pan requires libun, but chametz may be a terabola. And whatever's a terabola, so then even if it's really the ish, it's still sufficient with hagola. So what Mechaber says, it's like a shtickel sveik sveika. That when it comes to kasher, the tray for frying pan, no one's going to be makel outright against those who have shown them and say that hagala is good enough. But when it comes to kashering a chametz of a frying pan, then there are more grounds lahakil. So you see that in Shulchan Aruch itself, we're not so convinced one way or the other what the status of chametz is. Is chametz really a surah bala? Is chametz really a terah bala? We try to be machmir to treat it as a surah bala, but sometimes we fall back myself and say maybe it's a terah bala. So that's why this issue that the Rashba brought up, that the Rashba wanted to use as the model, the hachocha, the Rosh Hashanah Tshuva, that you're not allowed to use a fleshik pot, l'chatchila, even if it's in the ben yomel, just as you're not allowed to use a chometz in the pot, it's not right at all. Because if the emes lamito is a chometz is yisura bala, like we probably pass in the din, so there's an emes in double raya, so chometz is taka osur to use after 24 hours, because the issa chometz was ready chal when it was a tam l'shvach. Rosh Hashanah came basar, but there was no issa b'chlal, basar is for sure a tera bala. So you can't extrapolate from chametz to basar. So the Rashba's raya is not necessarily the end-all of all rayas. There's another way to be based on the Rashba's raya, and that's based on the fact that there's a machlokes that we've shown them within chametz, even though normally we have ruled that nesh and tam of gam is mutar, So at least the evidence mukar. So if come some Rishonim and say the exception to that rule is chametz b'Pesach. If you happen to say you have a pot that you haven't used in 2 weeks for chametz, and now you made a mistake and you cooked pasted food in it, so if you would have used the chaz, the pot, so then we would have said forget about it, no problem, but the evidence is going to be okay. When it comes to chametz, the some Rishonim say that's the problem even the evidence. Why? Because medicine time of gam, according to some Rishonim, is like a din of bittel. It means just as if you have a little bit of small amount in the tarobas and there's no real palm there, so it's bottle the shisha, whatever the shear is, so what the name is no sin tam of gam, so that palm is also going to be bottle. So some Rishonim say, so if I made the memorim, can you invoke the principle of no sin tam of gam, which is bitaras bittel, that's in a type of innocent which is shaykh the bittel, the chametz pesach, the Gemara says in Pesachim, the chametz pesach asa b'mashu. So whenever if something is asked by mashu, so that's another way of saying bittul doesn't apply. If bittul doesn't apply, then the time of gam also doesn't apply. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. So the Ramah's machmir, Mr. Ramah says that Ashkenazim paskin that there's no din of nice time of gam when it comes to chametz for Pesach. So if he was cooked with chametz to kapat, so even with the other, the food is going to be asar. So if that's true, then the chalal the rash is right, is the chalal not right at all. The Gemara Pesachim said that if you have a chametz to kapat that you used last week, you're not allowed to use it on Pesach. So the Rashba says, why aren't you allowed to use it? It's a nice time of gam, a nice time of gam really should be mutter. It must be that gezeir, kedeir, shenem, bas yoma, atu, bas yoma. So you see from here, right, that gezeir applies to chametz, so some of that gezeir applies to bas, to cholov as well. So according to what we're saying, that's bechlal not raya, that the reason why the Gemara Pesachim in the second parak says, you're not allowed to use the chametz kapat, is not because of the gezeir, shenem, bas yoma, atu, bas yoma, because it's going to trace up the food from the dievet. Because chametz Pesach is also a mashu, so chametz Pesach, nice time of gam, is considered to be a very real problem. So Bechlam the Rashba's raya is not a raya. So the one raya that the Rashba was from Chomet, he can be doichet fairly simply. That's what Takadu Rishonim was doichet. That's whether all Takadu disagree with the Rashba. But Allah Lamais the Shulchan Aruch, we pass it like the Rashba, that the Gezerim and the Rabban of Gezerim, Shein Bas Yom, Ata Bas Yom, applies to Basa Kerem also. That's ultimately what prevents us from having one set of dishes. That's why if you have a pot that you use for flesh last week, so at least the chachili and Allah use it for milk. But did the Eved have used it? So of course the food is going to be mutter. It's not going to be any more chamor than a kederish on a veil, which did the Eved, the food is going to be mutter as well. That which we accept halacha, like this Rashba, that the kederim and the rabbanon applies that one is not permitted to use a fleshless pot, even though it has not been used within 24 hours. So although at the face value, this seems to be the same as the Gezeira when it comes to Kedera Shal Isser. So there is a tshuva of Ramesha. Ramesha claims that perhaps there may be some significant differences between these two halachas. So Ramesha starts off with the following hanocha. Ramesha says that although maybe the Rashba is right, Lamaisa, halach Lamaisa, you're not allowed to use the fleshy pot even after it's already waited 24 hours. Ramesha says it's very hard to understand why exactly that should be so. He says, what is the Gezeira of Kedera Shal Isser? What was this gezeir all about? This Gemara Masechta of Adazara, that you're not allowed to just take a pot that you cooked chazer last week and use it lechatchila now. So says Rav Moshe, this gezeir can't be just the way it sounds like. It can't be that we're afraid that you can use this clay, and the next thing you know, you can use a clay that's treif also. Says Rav Moshe, that was a gezeir, it was just talking about the gezeir of the Alma, without anything more to it. So then why didn't the Chum make the following zera? We should throw out the whole parasha of Kasher and Kalim out of the Chumash. How can we ever let you Kasher Kalim? We should make the following gezeira. That we're afraid that don't kasher Kli and use it after it's been Kasher, because if you use a Kli after it's been Kasher, gezeira may come to use before it's been Kasher. So the truth is, that's also a pretty realistic gezeira. That's a pretty understandable gezeira. So how come the Chum didn't make that gezeira? How come they picked Dafka and gezeira, Kederish, and Bas Yom, Ata Bas Yom? After all, on level of their Isa, a kli after it's ben yomo, a kli after it's ben kasher, is in effect the same thing. That means whatever tam is inside the walls of the pot doesn't answer anymore. So how come the chum nafka picked on the gezeira of kedera she'ena bas yomo after bas yomo, and they didn't pick the gezeira of a kli that was kasher up to a kli that was not kasher? So it comes from Moshe and says that akorchach, when the chachamim made a gezeira, so the chachamim couldn't take a dover hamutter legamrei and just slap an isser on it. They weren't in the business of just making these offers just right and left. Says that Moshe Akarchach, but the nature of the Gezeris Chachamim was, is that even when you have a Kalisha in a Ben Yomo, you have a shtick isser there. Nosen Tam of Gam doesn't mean that the Tam has disappeared entirely. Nosen Tam of Gam means that there's Tam there, and in theory such Tam should have been a problem. But there's a gemaras hakasav, the gemara is after the case. The gemaras to the end of the chazar, a special gemaras hakasav that notwithstanding the fact that it's tam, notwithstanding the fact that tam kikur really should have applied, if it's a tam pogrom, then a tam pogrom doesn't create a din of nes and tam of kam. But says the Mishnah, you can't close your eyes to the reality. The reality is there really is tam. Yeah, there is a dover also there. It's a dover. You want to use yeshiva shalingo. It's a dover also, which the Torah says is mutter in effect. Moshe Enkin says to Moshe, after a kasher a kli, there's nothing there anymore. So there's no time. That's the whole word of what kashering means. Kabotach baltus, and the time is gone, disappears. So says to Moshe, although min haTorah it happens to be true that it's mutter to use a kli that was kasher the same way that it's mutter to use a kli which is ein v'nyomo. That's true halacha lemaisa. But conceptually, it's very different to the Ramesh. That conceptually, a kli which was kasher, there's no issa de'bechlal. There's a kli which is just waited 24 hours. There's a davar also there. It just happens to be that the chiyah gav in the Torah gives you a heter. So says Ramesh, since the nature of the gezeira was keder she'er bas yomo, ata bas yomo, so says Ramesh, what that means is, what the chomer in effect telling you is, since there's basically a davar also here, the chom said lechet chila, not to rely on the heter Torah. The Torah says Bertin Thomas Kam is mutter. The Torah says exerts the cost of nevelish and really gear is mutter. So cross that exerts the cost of off the books. At least the chetchila. But yeah, but if you cook, then we're going to remove the mass of the food. But at least the chetchila don't rely on that heter Torah. But says Ramosha, the Chum could not have created an Isser, Yesh Me'ai, an Iftir Kashra Kli, because there's nothing there. The Gzer Derban can be mitzvah in anything. They can't just not make a Gzer B'yama. So comes Ramosha and says, based on his lumdas, what should come out is as follows, that the man, the vermamurim, that they can make this kazera, that's when you have a tam ha'asar, when you have chazer. So since you cooked chazer v'tchila, so there was a dover, there was a trace of tam inside the walls of this tam. So there was a dover also there to speak with. And now 24 hours of chaos, so the Torah sets in a kula, the hetzikol nosin tam of kam. So that the chum can pick on, that the chum can attack with and make a kazera. Masha Enkei says to Ramosha, when you have tam basar in a kli, so now you want to create an Issa Basa B'cholov with a Tam Pogrom, this is like smacks of a Tera'ah says, that they can't get off the ground. Basa B'cholov has to be, Ramesh has to be Derech Bishol, it has to be a Tam Basa B'cholov. So says Ramesh, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. There's nothing to talk about. So what do you mean the Chumash here making Gezerah? Gezerah Shana Basyoma, Atu Basyoma. The nature of that Gezerah wasn't just Tam Gezerah B'alma. Not to use Caleb, the Gezerah was when there's a Dovra also there, so they can like extend the Dovra also, and they can tell you not to rely on the Kula of Nosan Tam of Tam Mutta. But Sha'en came where there was no Dovra also Bechlal, because the Issa Bos Bechlal can't start without the Sinus Tam Lashvach. So it says Ramesh, it's hard to understand why should the Rashba be right. We know he's right. Halach Lamaisa, we know he's right, says Ramesh, but why is he right? It really doesn't make any sense. It says Ramesh, you have to say as follows, that the gezeira that the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to use flesh of kelim, even though 24 hours have passed, is a fundamentally different type of a gezeira than the gezeira that appears in the end of the Avodah Zarah about keder shen bas yoma atu bas yoma. Says Reb Moshe, like a Reb Chaim, thank you for Shul Peri, says that the gezeira that appears in the Masechet Avodah Zarah not to use a pot that you cooked chazer more than 24 hours ago, says Reb Moshe, that's an issur in the chesta. But the Chachamim declared that this is still considered to be a treif of kli, since it was a treif of kli yesterday. Even though Minatar is still going with Treif HaKli, but Midirabanan is still considered to be a Treif HaKli. So the Chef of the Kli is considered to be a Dover also. Mashiach came Abbas B'cholot, says Ramay Shem, no such thing. There is no Isra in the Chef. It can't be. There's no Tom. So if there's no Tom, if there's no Dover also, you can't create an Isra in the Kli. So what is the nature of the Isra? Says Ramay Shem, this is an Isra in the Gavra. That the Chol didn't want people to use the same pots interchangeably, that they thought it was a bad idea that the guy should have one set of pots, because one set of pots, you're gonna tend to make mistakes. So says Ramesha, but they never asked it up to Kli. If it wasn't a gavra, if you use this pot to cook flashes yesterday, even though 24 hours have passed, don't use this pot today to cook milk. It's not a good idea. It's an issue which is directed to the gavra. So says Ramesha, my nafkamina, who cares? Bottom line, it's also says Ramesha, no. Maybe you can argue a tremendous chiddush lahalacha. Says Ramesha, what if you're the one who cooks fleishes? Akiva cooked fleishes in his pot last week, and now he gives me this pot as a gift, and I want to use this pot for milchiks. So by Trefa Kalem, let's say John used the pot to cook chazer, he wants to give it to me as a gift a week later, so no one would say that that's mutter, because it is from the chesed. The chesed is not going to go away by transfer of ownership. But when you have a pot which has a bli of fleishes in it, there was never any dover trace, never dover also in there. So since the whole nature of the issue was an issue in the gavra that we want each person to keep his pots separate, So one could argue, this wasn't my pot. I never used this pot for fleishis. For me, this is a new pot. This bli is a fleishis in the pot, but it's in the ben yomo. So this doesn't matter in the Torah, and it doesn't even matter in the Rabbanah. So this is the background to Rav Moshe's somewhat unique chiddush here, where Rav Moshe claimed that this is Rav Moshe to get these shadows a lot. They have somebody who gets they get the arusha, they get a set of fleishik dishes or something. And they don't need another set of fleishik dishes. They want to use this, they get a nice set of china, they want to use it for milchik now. So what's the dinner? Are they allowed or not? The fleishik was nicer than the equid, then it's probably okay. Because since the whole nature of the iser, if it exists altogether, oh, there's no iser b'chla, but even that which is shulchan aruch that we accept, that it's a problem, so Rav Moshe claimed that's only in your own pots. But if they're coming from somebody else, so Rav Moshe thought maybe Mikra didn't want to have the right to be make. Rav Moshe Lamaisa wasn't making unless there were other tzadim lahakal also, but he has this tremendous chiddush in the tshuva, based on this idea that the Rashba is only right Lamaisa, but in terms of Lamdas, it's conceptually different. The issue of using Fleishi Kalim from more than 24 hours is conceptually different than the issue of using Tracy Kalim from more than 24 hours ago. Then Rav Moshe goes one step further in terms of an important distinction between the issue of using Fleishi Kalim in contrast to the issue of using Tracy Kalim, which touches on the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi has a very important kula, which may not apply, may not be accepted. In terms of Kalim, which goes as follows. The Chacham Tzvi writes that the Gemara says the end of the Vedazara that Gezerah she'ena bas yom ba'ata bas yom that the Rabbanim they made a Gezerah that l'chatchili not allowed to use the pots even though they haven't been used in a couple of days. So it says the Chacham Tzvi, what if a couple of days has turned in a couple of weeks, into a couple of months, a couple of years? 20 years ago was the last time the Kachas were in this pot. So it says the Chacham Tzvi, you're going to tell me that it's still trace. So how long is the trace is going to remain in the walls of the pot? After time, everything tends to disappear. So Chacham Tzvi dug up a Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara speaks about Yayin Nesach. The Gemara says, if you have shells of grapes and wine, which became also Mishum Yayin Nesach, so the Gemara speaks about the Chassanim and the Zagim, you have seeds and shells and everything. So different parts of the grape that became trace because of Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara says, let's say they sit around, they dry out for 12 months. So the Gemara says, after a certain time, they lose their chashivas. So they lose their status of Yayin. So the Yisra of Sam Yenim in effect falls by the wayside. So Chacham Tzvi thought, oh, that's a pretty good model, that Gemara. Just as it's a shtipa kavachomer, even here, it's a davish at the end. There, it's a grape seeds that are sitting on your table. After a certain amount of time, they just lose their oomph. So what did not mean, even though you could chaz in the pot the last year, so the stomach one has the right to be making it. After 12 months, it's not considered to be a problem. So says the Chacham Tzvi, does that really mean lamaisa? It means halach lamaisa. If you have a trace of pot from last year, so therefore it becomes mutter now. So Chacham Tzvi says, mistamam, that's what the ikra din really is. But then he has a little bit of hesitation. He says that it could be that the Gemara never really says this. The Gemara never really tells us that this is true. So says the Chacham Tzvi, maybe the halach is as follows. That the Chachamim were concerned to actually invoke this halacha. The Chachamim probably didn't want to let you follow this kula, even though that should be the ikra din. Why? Because it's going to lead to the day kilkul. Because everybody knows that the Gemara says in the end of Avodah Zarah that if you cook with a kli, which is in a ben yomo, the ma'ase b'diavad the food's mutter. So people are going to make the following mistake. They're going to see that if you have a pot that you used yesterday, so b'diavad the food's mutter, and then the Rabbanim are going to tell you, if for a year, so you're allowed to use the pot, so people are going to say, so that's mutter, and this is mutter, so the whole shiva year is going to fall by the wayside. So people aren't going to be, the Balabazim aren't going to understand the dakas there, that if it's less than a year, so there's an issue lechatchila to use it, it's a heter, lechatchila only sets in after a year, so people aren't going to chop that, because after all, that's mutter b'diavad, and this is mutter lechatchila, so between b'diavad and lechatchila, a lot of people don't know the difference, a lot of people live their lives b'diavad. So people aren't going to chop the difference, so therefore it could be that the Chalim made a din across the board that you shouldn't rely on this kula of 12 months. It says the Chacham Tzvi, b'med b'mamur, that's true, that's only by types of pots where b'diavad, if you cook with them within the year, it'll taka be mutter. So what if you have a type of pot where if you cook in it within a year, the food will taka be also b'diavad, for example, chometz, like we said before, that there are more paskins that not sometimes time kam is a problem b'diavad by chometz. So it comes out an interesting thing, nimsa chumra kulo. Since we're so machmir by chometz to say that even if it's an eino ben yomo, it traces up the food, so no one in their right mind will confuse a pot before 12 months and after 12 months. Because before 12 months, everyone will realize the psak is if you cooked paste-stick food in your chometz stick a pot that you used 6 months ago, so the food is going to be chometz stick. Now, after 12 months, then it's mutter lechatchila to use the pot. So people will chop the difference between a difference between lechatchila and also b'diavad that people understand. The difference between lechatchila and mutar and b'diavad that people won't chop the difference. So chamtzi has a tremendous chiddush. Now when it comes to treifa pots, so we really don't have a right that the chum tied our hands. They don't want us to rely on the school of Solmas, even though really mikvah didn't should be true. But when it comes to chametz tikka pots of all things, then maybe one has a right to be making. This is the famous school of chamtzi. That in theory, if you have a chametz tikka pot, just put it aside, and after a year you could have to use it for Pesach. So many people disagree with the chametz. They said that that gemara that he quoted from Avodah Zarah has absolutely no relevance to this discussion. What's the difference? So many achronim say it's a special din by stam yenam that it loses the chashivas yayin after a certain amount of time. It dries up. The grapes sitting around, the liquid sitting around for. On your table for 12 months, so then it loses the chashivas of yayin. To say that things just disappear into thin air after 12 months, so it comes with Moshe and says that it's quite possible that we don't accept the chametz. The Pesach Tshuva in the beginning of the Chelek Beis in Yodea, so the Pesach Tshuva quotes that many achronim support the chametz, many achronim disagree with the chametz. So Moshe writes that we're not convinced 100% that the chametz is right. But one thing, in one area, Hitacha may really be right. Namely, that he did quote the Gemara by Avodah Zarah. The Gemara does say that there are certain things that lose their geschmack after 12 months. So whether that applies to all beliefs in the walls of Kedera, that's subject to question. So says Rav Moshe, he thinks that everyone should agree to the Chametz Tzvi when it comes to if it's just a bliya of Fleishik. Right? Because if you have a pot that you use just for Fleishik, you used it over a year ago, and now you want to create an Isser of Basa B'cholav. So says Rav Moshe, to create an Isser of Basa B'cholav with a tam that's so shvach, that's so kolosh, so Rav Moshe says, that's like not by not. The same way we say that not by not is mutar Basa B'cholav and not by other Isurim, because an Isser can't be chal on a tam kolosh. So Rav Moshe made a new equation of tam kolosh. The Rishonim have two applications of tam kolosh. They use tam kolosh in the sugya of not by not, and they use tam kolosh in the sugya of libud and hagala. So Rav Moshe gave a new application of tam kolosh. That tam kolosh applies to a tam after 12 months. That according to Chacham Tzvi, after 12 months is mamish. It's not a tam kolosh, it's a tam zero. But according to those who disagree with Chacham Tzvi, so argues with Moshe, it's only a tam kolosh. So a tam kolosh, there's nothing wrong with a tam kolosh in terms of it can't create a nisabas b'cholos. That's where Moshe thought that Mikra Adin, that even if you don't want to rely on that cooler that he said before, say somebody gives you the fleshik set of dishes, so you don't want to rely on the cooler just tam that's somebody else's kalim, so the yisra doesn't apply. So another possibility you could do is leave for 12 months. And Rav Moshe thought that even those who disagree with the Chametz Tzvi would be neitel lahokel under these circumstances. So, Kol Pani, Rav Moshe has both of these razzle-dazzle chidushim, both working with the assumption that although there is a din lechatchila that you're not allowed to use a pot today, shabishul b'basal leivasha b'cholav, even if it's neitz in time of gavra, there is an issa derabana, but the nature of the issa derabana is only an issa gav, not an issa chav. So that was the chidush number one, and chidush number two is that after 12 months, then it's a tam kolosh, and a tam kolosh will for sure not have the ability to create an issa bas mechalaf. What's the din to the abed if you violated this brisa in the tefach chulin? Kedir shabishlo b'basul evashlo b'cholav. So we said before that if you cooked cholav within 24 hours when you cooked basar, then you have bas b'cholav, then you have a very serious problem. The machlokes are him whether that's really bas b'cholav deraisa. Some folks can say, yeah, you have a tam of basar, a tam of cholav, you have a problem deraisa. Another person can say, no, it's not called derech bishul on a level of deraisa. Derech bishul in a Torah means you take a piece of meat and take a cup of milk and you cook them up together. And you have particles and molecules that go into walls of kederes. So those are only shalas derabbanan. That's a machlokes apoiskim. But everyone agrees, halacha l'maaseh, that if you cook milk in a fleshy pot within the last 24 hours, so the milk becomes treif, and then of course the pot becomes treif as well. What's the din if you cooked after 24 hours? So you weren't supposed to be tossed like the rashba, but what's the status of the food? So the milk is clearly going to be mutter. So if you had a fleshy pot that was fleshy from last week, so b'diavad, the milk is for sure going to be mutter. It's not going to be more chomer than today v'shal issa shadishlo b'hesar. So the question is, what's the status of the pot? So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tzadik Gimel that the pot is a unique status in halacha. That the pot has a bliya of fleishik from last week, and it has a bliya of milchik in it also from today. But it's a fleishik pot and a milchik pot. It's not a treif pot, because it never had a bliya of basa b'cholav together. So my nefkamina, what are the ramifications to make such a silly statement that it has a bliya of basa, it has a bliya of cholav, but it doesn't have a bliya of basa b'cholav together? The answer is very partial, that you can't use this pot l'chatchila to cook fleshiks in it because of the bli of milchiks, and you can't use this pot to cook milchiks in it because of the bli of fleshiks. But what can you use the pot for? You can use the pot to cook parva, so l'chori that should be okay. You're allowed to use this pot. It's partial l'chatchila. You can use this pot to cook parva. If you had a fleshiks pot that you cooked milchiks in within 24 hours, then it became basa b'chol, then you can't even cook parva in it, because it has a bli of treifus in it, a bli of basa b'chol, and it's that bli of basa b'chol is gonna spread to the potato soup that you make, or even after 24 hours, you're not supposed to use it. In this case, where there was a break of 24 hours between the bli of the fleshiks and the bli of the milchiks, so this pot is a fleshiks pot plus a milchiks pot, but it's not considered to be a trade pot, so therefore cooked parva would be mutter. Because, like I remember several years ago, there was some way back when there were some problems in the cafeteria. So they found some pots that were a little bit didn't have the right colors on them. So remember, they brought them to a Meshechta and they asked them, okay, so red is fleshiks, blue is milchiks. We have pots which have both. So we said, with some of the parva. That's what happened. That they were cooked in a vinyam. Well, yeah. Anyway, so it's been solved since then, many years ago. So. Again, so that's the din. So Meikra din should really be mutter. So the Poskim points out that there's a minig that we have not to rely on this kula. This is a very, very funny thing. You're going to tell the Olam that you have a pot in front of you, and you can't use the pot for fleshiks, and you can't use it for milchiks, but you can use it for parva. So the Olam's not going to chop that. So we're afraid it's going to lead to the day kill, but people will end up using the pot for fleshiks and milchiks again. So therefore the Poskim say that our minig is that we, if you have such a pot that has a bli of fleshiks and a bli of milchiks, so we insist on kashering it again, to start over again. Although the Ikka Mikra Din, if you would now want to turn this pot into it's not really a parva pot. It's a parva pot, you're allowed to cook fleshiks if you want, it'll become fleshiks. Whatever, you understand what it is. It's a fleshiks plus a milchik pot, but the Ikka Din, you're allowed to cook parva, but mitam minig, so we don't. Anyway, I hope on him, this was the first half of the Simon Tzadik Gimel. Hopefully next week, we'll talk about the second half of the Simon Tzadik Gimel with the Rashb and the Seisish and the Sefer Truma about kashering pots and cooking.